The Pepsodent Show. The name Leslie Towns Hope is not the most familiar to us. Born in Eltham, London, on May 29, 1903, he and his family emigrated to the United States aboard the SS Philadelphia before moving to Cleveland, Ohio. Although he entered show business in the 1920s, it was only in 1928 that he changed his name to the one and only Bob Hope. Stints in vaudeville and then Broadway were followed by his radio debut in 1932 and feature films in 1938. 1938 was a banner year for Bob Hope, as it was also the debut season for the eventual decade-running smash-hit radio show, The Pepsodent Show. Despite the sponsor's name getting the billing, this was Hope's show. His opening monologue was the result of his hiring from his own pocket. He had an extravagant salary from the sponsor, a team of 8 writers to write top-notch jokes and skits. His comic timing turned him into a sensation. The show was so popular that it had its pick of the best of showbiz stars. Everyone wanted in. Now it's time to cut the talk and get ready for laughs. It's time for Bob Hope and his guests.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
We're not one for bragging, but if your party's lagging, just remember where there's life you'll find Bob Hope.
Thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, way out west Hope, who says if you want to be a Western pal to your gal, just say, listen, Sal, use Pepsodent, and you won't have empty molars in the old corral. Or, this is Bob Income Tax Hope telling you we're paying more taxes and using more Pepsodent this year so we can be armed to the teeth. Yes, sir, I've been busy all week trying to fill out my income tax blank. This is the time of the year we all try hard to make deductions on our income tax. It's like trying to tilt a pinball machine with Morgenthau sitting on the end of it. I sent Henry Morgenthau a big tube of Pepsodent so I can clean him while he's cleaning me. No, really, I went down and paid my tax the other day without a single complaint, without a whimper. And in 2 more days, the Novocaine should all wear off. And I happened to mention to the income tax clerk that I was working for Pepsodent. Clerk says, we have a little radio program of our own. It's called Truth or Consequences.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?